This is Twit.
20H2.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, yep. We're just barely getting 20H1 out the door.
I know. And we're going to talk about 21H1 also.
Wow. Good luck keeping these all straight.
Wow.
The funny thing is, this is a topic that we have been discussing for probably months, but it's come up a lot in recent days because 2004, which was 20H1, just came out. And I think last week, we had a discussion around, you know, if they just put a period in the middle, 20.04, right? That would
That's how I type it so that everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's so funny you should say that.
Yeah, and the notion of just calling it 20H1 has always seemed like a good idea to me. And I think the and to others, I'm sure. I mean, and the rationale for them not doing it has been to date, well, there's a letter in it. Can't really be a version number, you know?
It's probably something like, and that's why they don't have a dot either. It's probably it's something like to do with you know, bad file name parsing.
Code that goes back to the original version of NT in 1993.
I'm sorry. You can only use numerals. I'm sorry.
Well.
But then,
surprise.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're going to start using 20H1, 20H2, 21H1.
Oh, my
and
God.
And not use these month to day things anymore. So
the heavens are opening.
I know.
Oh,
well,
MG.
There are still storm clouds on the horizon. Don't worry. It's Microsoft.
There are.
But there they this in this case, I will say, yeah, a little bit of logic. Maybe common sense, good decision making.
That's incredible.
And it was just presented so casually, like, oh yeah, and by the way, we're going to start doing this. And I'm like, oh, so you actually listen to people complaining how confusing this was. It's good.
Is Microsoft run like the government? Like they have to form a committee and then produce a report and then have an environmental study.
Hire
and,
some testing firm to verify the result. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, guys. They're never going to be the next IBM.
They're not?
I think too late. Too late. Wow. So I think that's probably what happened, right? They had to study it.
Yeah.
Investigate it.
Yeah.
Well, think about it this way. Like, what would 20H2 have been named?
2009.
Yep. 2009.
Once you get to 2010, you get a problem there because 2010 is said the same no matter which one you mean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it makes it seem like it's 10 years old. Yeah.
It's good.
I think that was the push. I think that's what I finally realized.
But the storm clouds you referred to on the horizon are, they're still going to have a cutesy consumer-friendly name for these things, right? So they couldn't just leave it at 20H1, 20H2. It's going to be 20H2 and also the October 2020 update or whatever it gets called, right?
And also the internal code name, which is some kind of metal.
Manganese.
Manganese.
Yeah, so there's still three names instead of four, right?
I can't tell you how many times I have written a plea to Microsoft that has appeared on my site that says, please, the name of the update is not the name of the Windows version. It's how you get to that Windows version.
Yeah.
That seems
and Microsoft
sensible.
Writes it that way. It's just, it's so,
yeah.
You got to understand the ADD nature of your audience here.
we're nerds here. And I'm sorry, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. I mean, that's true. I think that it is the case that technology folks tend to be a little OCD, and that's
they're technology folks.
Yeah.
Why can't they do it right?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that bother the people writing these blog posts?
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. But they just they're so cowed. They're so bowed down now. They just go.
But you know what? I'm glad about. I'm glad they just got this out there now instead of dragging this process on until right before the thing came out, right? And so we already know what the name is instead of like a week before, like, and here's the name, right?
This is a huge story. This is so big. I'm so happy.
I think so too. And, you know, tied to this yesterday, I think when they made this announcement, they also released what is now, we'll just call 20H2 into the slow ring of the Insider program, right? Meaning that, you know, as Mary Jo has been saying for a while now, like, you know, and this was going back a couple of months, you know, Mary Jo was like, guys, I don't think you understand. Like, this thing's done, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, fixing it, fixing things, but they're not really adding. It's not like major new features.
Right. Don't you think they are a little gun shy though? Because here we go, as I'm sure you will report, there are quite a few issues with 2004. Yes.
Oh, yep. And my God, how did I not put this in the notes? Oh, no, I did. Sorry, it's at the end of this section. The other big news here is that as we hoped and as we more recently have predicted, or guessed, whatever, 20H2 will be a minor cumulative update.
Good.
Like 19H2 or what was called 1909. They're going to promote it as a feature update. It is not a feature update. It will require a reboot, but it'll be super quick. And it will be basically a fit and finish update to what we must now still call 2004 because they're not retroactively renaming that, unfortunately.
Right.
And that's the way it should be.